This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some states are moving quickly in the direction of police reforms following the death of George Floyd. In New York State, Governor Andrew Cuomo is expected to sign police reform bills that include one to release police disciplinary records. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins saying lawmakers have repealed an old state civil rights law that shields the public from learning about officer misconduct and disciplinary actions.
If there's smoke, there's fire. If you've got 15 accusations of excessive force, chances are there's something wrong in the way you're interacting with the public.
A U.S. Senate resolution shows Republican opposition to defunding police departments. The resolution was introduced yesterday, also calling for justice for George Floyd's death. And this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
There's an investigation now into reports of voting problems in Georgia's largely minority counties during the state's primary balloting yesterday. Residents complained of hours-long waits, issues with new voting machines, and a shortage of available ballots. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger saying the problems in some counties were unacceptable, and his office will investigate how the regions can get things right before November's election. Summer 2020 will be a lot less eventful in Chicago because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Mayor Lori Lightfoot speaking after the city canceled all of its major summer festivals from Lollapalooza to the Taste of Chicago and the Chicago Jazz Festival.
Realistically, we are not going to be in a position to have those kinds of large gatherings for some time. And it's heartbreaking.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
An investigation is underway after 5 people were injured in an early morning fire in New York City. It happened in Queens. Officials say flames broke out in a home just after 5:30 this morning and quickly spread to 2 neighboring houses. A child is reportedly among the injured. All expected to recover. A cause of the fire is still under investigation. In sports news, the Major League Baseball draft begins tonight. Normally 40 rounds, the draft has been cut down to just 5 rounds this year because of the coronavirus pandemic. Round 1 and compensatory picks will take place tonight. Rounds 2 through 5 will take place tomorrow. The Detroit Tigers are topping the overall pick for the second time in 3 years. Only the Houston Astros don't have a first-round pick. It was stripped as part of the punishment for their sign-stealing scandal. And Gone with the Wind is about to be gone from HBO Max until it can attach a disclaimer about historical context and racist depictions. The 1939 Academy Award winner, taken offline amid protests after the death of George Floyd, the unarmed black man who died in Minneapolis police custody. A spokesperson telling Variety that the film was a product of its time, and to keep it up without an explanation and denouncement would be irresponsible. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's
800-368-0123. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and four powerful words that I will share with you. Same words that some very wise counsel to President Abraham Lincoln responded to him, to his request, is, look, give me the golden nuggets of life. You know, what should I hold on to? What should be my motto for all that we're dealing with right now? Of course, the Civil War president, you imagine what he was going through. They left his presence, came back the next day and said, I think we have it. He says, okay, what is it? This too shall pass. And where we are right now, ladies and gentlemen, this too shall pass. But what will we find on the other side of its passing? And that is what's up to me and you. Dr. Jerry Newcomb joins us right now. He is the key archivist of the D. James Kennedy Legacy Library, a Christian TV producer. He's also written or co-written 32 books and counting, including American Amnesia. Dr. Jerry, good to have you with us. How are you?
Oh, thank you, Bill. Good to be back.
I guess that's the question, huh? What are we going to have on the other side of this passing?
Yeah, well, you know, I'll tell you something. In one sense, ever since the two revolutions 200 years ago, the American Revolution, which was pro-God, mm-hmm. and then the French Revolution, which was decidedly, explicitly anti-God, mm-hmm. ever since then, in effect, the history books are, you know, you see, in effect, which of those two revolutions is going to prevail. Right now, mm-hmm. we see in the violence on the streets, on the one hand, anger is justified, you know, in reference to this man that was, you know, murdered by the police in Minnesota. No one, and we understand it. On the other hand, stealing TVs from Target and looting and throwing bricks through windows of, you know, totally unrelated businesses and so forth, that's not justified. That's wrong. Mm-hmm. So, in effect, we're seeing the French Revolution playing out on the field. And you know what's amazing is the revolution always consumes its own.
Mm-hmm. So,
just as a quick example, you know, the left, by the way, will, or even secular people will use the word karma. They can understand that. Karma is just the biblical principle, you reap what you sow. And the reason that karma even exists, in effect, that people will indeed reap what they sow, is because there is a God in heaven, and he has created an orderly world, and we do well to learn his rules and abide by those rules. And if we were abiding by those rules, we wouldn't be having this kind of chaos.
Exactly. And to your point here, real quick, I want people to grab onto this because in much like the law of gravity, there are certain laws in place, just like that principle that you just shared, in and of itself, which almost is a law, because you see this happening time and time again, that you will reap what you sow, and that if you plant oranges, it's not all of a sudden you're going to get avocados. This is all consistent because God is a just God. He's got this all figured out. It's not experimentation. Everything. I mean, if you've had any kind of cursory knowledge or if you've applied yourself at any level to read any aspects of the Word of God, you see time and time again from Genesis to Revelations, God is very specific, isn't he? I mean, I don't pick up a lot of theoretical in the Word of God. Do you?
No, I don't. And the reason that we're doing so badly right now is we've forgotten those principles God has given us. What Jesus said, treat others as you would have them treat you. These things wouldn't be happening if people lived according to God's Word. But here's a story I want to tell. This just happened a couple days ago in North Carolina. There was a progressive, so-called, that term doesn't even make sense. I'm for progress,
yes.
But I'm not a progressive in the sense of I want to tear America down so we can rebuild it, as if it's going to be rebuilt in a better way than the foundation that the founding fathers gave us. No
yes.
way.
Yeah, because you got to fundamentally transform this country, right? Same thing.
Yeah, exactly. No, we don't. And in fact, as they quote-unquote try to fundamentally transform the country, what does it mean? It means violence in the streets. It means people losing their jobs, people losing their livelihood. Let's be honest. The left just wants to create a permanent underclass so that they can constantly remain in power.
Exactly.
And that is so anti-Christian. Mm-hmm. God gave every single person abilities and gifts and talents. And if those are just lying dormant their whole life while they receive subsidy from the government, which means from someone else's sweat and burden of the day, then they will not fulfill their God-given destiny.
Exactly.
And I think what Trump was trying to do, before the coronavirus hit and everything, he was really working hard to lift everybody. Mm-hmm. As John F. Kennedy once said in reference to tax cuts, he said a rising tide.
Tide, yeah,
lifts
the salt bowl.
All boats. Mm-hmm. And so it is with Trump. He was working real hard to get, black unemployment down and all these kinds of things. And then the coronavirus hit. And then all this pent-up anger and so forth, again, justified on the one hand in reference to George Floyd, and on the other hand, not justified when, in reference to the very things that happened the very first day of protests, where they're breaking into Target and stealing things and all these other stores. A lot of those stores that they destroyed and businesses, those are black-owned.
Exactly.
Let me go back to my story.
Not to mention they killed black people, too, in the process, but go ahead.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so a few days ago, there was this lady of the left, a newspaper, small little newspaper somewhere in North Carolina, and she said, I welcome the protesters, and she was encouraging the protesters, even as they were coming near her area. Then they went into her building, and they started destroying things, and I don't know if they stole things, but they certainly did thousands of dollars worth of vandalism, and she was dumbfounded. She's like, don't you realize I'm on your side? What
exactly.
are you doing? The revolution always consumes its own.
Mm-hmm.
If I were Colin Kaepernick, I'd get on my knees and I'd repent and ask Jesus Christ to forgive me and to transform me and to help me to move on with life and not be this way. Because I'm telling you, he's going to have a bad ending.
Yeah.
In this life, he'll have a bad ending and end in the next life as well. Because the fact is, we reap what we sow.
Exactly.
And the revolution always consumes itself.
Just well, to your point, Jerry, I don't know if you saw the video. It was a jewelry store, and Antifa came and started breaking their windows, and they're there. I mean, they were taking pictures first of the activity out in the street, and they were inside through the window, and they started busting up their windows, and you hear the owner saying, "We're on your side." This is not anecdotal. This is absolutely what occurred.
There was an the ESPN writer. It was,
yes.
You know.
Oh, don't you love that? I love this.
So on, and then they started, you know, doing damage around his place or whatever. He's like, these are animals. He used that word. That's terrible.
Yes.
You shouldn't use that word about a human being, but they were made in the image of God. But a lot of this is funded by, you know, forces on the left like George Soros and so forth. And there's so many documentations of bricks, pallets of bricks being delivered,
yes, exactly,
to like the night before.
And weapons being hidden.
George Floyd, this is awful.
No, they've hijacked this man's death, sadly. This is what's happened. And, of course, Reverend Sharpton further hijacked it, sadly, did nothing to unify or even begin to redeem anything whatsoever of this poor man's death. We've got more from Dr. Jerry Newcomb. Stay with us right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
We have a country to save.
I hope you caught that. We, you know, it's the first word of that incredible document that starts out, we the people. We have a country to save. That means we all have to have skin in the game. And like it or not, you know, Jerry Newcomb, we do have skin in the game. I mean, we are here for a time such as this. And so the choice is, as I wrote about several weeks ago, moments and choices. We read in the Bible and we've experienced in life where there were critical moments that came about. And we're warned not to miss our appointed time. And I think that that is the greatest failing that any one of us could have. And I pray, God, that would not be your experience. That at that appointed time, that you would not miss it and that you would make the right choice. We know from reading the Bible as Jesus stood over Jerusalem and he saw what was going to happen. He saw, wow, they're missing their appointed time. And Jesus wept. You know, the Son of God wept. And I believe that when we are at that crossroads, when we miss our appointed time and we make the wrong choice, Jesus still weeps, Jerry.
You know, that you think about that statement, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who stoned the prophets and, you know, rejected those whom God sent to you. That would be like America, you know, oh, America, America. You know, we didn't stone the prophets, but they certainly have shut up the people of God who are trying to speak out. They kicked God out of the schools and got out of the, you know, all the public arena, and they just kicked God's principles out from being applied. And so we are reaping this secular wasteland that so many of our cultural elites have turned America into, very contrary to what the Founding Fathers intended for us.
Exactly.
The Founding Fathers basically, I mean, for example, here's a direct quote from second President John Adams. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. And so basically what the Founding Fathers did was they set things up so that people would be free to believe or even not to believe, and they wouldn't be in any way persecuted for their religious opinions, but they would be free to practice
exactly.
things. And then what ended up happening was, especially in the mid-20th century, through a number of Supreme Court decisions, the elites in our culture threw God out of the public arena. And they said that, well, there should be this strict separation of church and state, meaning that God would not be allowed in any way in the public schools. And so they train all these, you know, millions of children. I heard a statistic. 61 million children right now in the public schools, and God is not allowed in those schools. And that's amazing. And in fact, even before the Supreme Court's decisions, John Dewey of Columbia University, who had a lot to do with the education system in America, he helped put the public schools on a trajectory of unbelief so that
exactly.
God it would be irrelevant. So you've got all these kids.
And what they surrendered in doing that, Jerry, is liberty. They surrendered freedom that only comes from God, which our founding fathers enumerated in our Constitution that He is the source of freedom. It's not government. It's not a king or a queen. It is God Himself.
Right.
Go ahead.
You know what the most fundamental difference between those on the left and those on the right is the view of human beings, is the view of man. Those on the right, and that would include those founding fathers, the vast majority of the founding fathers, in fact, to a man on this point, they believed that man is sinful. The heart of man is desperately wicked. Who can understand it? There's a fantastic Federalist paper. All the Federalist papers are great, written by Hamilton, Madison, and John Jay. And they explain what the American Constitution is all about, the American frame of government. God-given rights? Yes. Consent of the governed? Yes. But they also explain that we have to be careful because man is sinful. So in Federalist Number 51, James Madison says, what is government? If men were angels,
yes,
there would be no need for government because we're angels and we act like angels, and therefore there's no need for government. But men are not angels. Therefore, we not only have to protect the government, we have to use the government to protect us from our fellow citizens who want to do us harm. That's why the police do have a role in society and the military. But right. Anyway, and furthermore, we have to protect ourselves from the government since the government is run by men and men are not angels. It's just the most fantastic piece of political science. It's the reason, I believe, the two factors that they recognize God is the source of our rights and they recognize this because of the sinfulness of man, we have to separate powers. It's for those two reasons that the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the America have stood so well. They've even weathered the storm of a civil war. They weathered the storm of abuse of a permanent underclass, of, not permanent, but for a while permanent, the blacks. Mm-hmm. And Martin Luther King Jr. said the problem with America is not its creed, that all men are created equal, but it's that America's not living up to its creed.
Exactly.
I agree. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And he did a lot to help us move toward that colorblind society. His niece, Alveda, I'm sure you've interviewed him multiple
times. Oh, yes, many times.
She's the most fantastic agent for healing, and she is very strong against abortion. But she points out that Americans need to learn this principle that we have not yet really grasped, and that is there is no other race than one race, the human race, because, as the Bible says, from one man, God made all the peoples of the earth. Therefore, we are brothers and sisters. But, you know, obviously we have different pigments of skin, but that's not the same thing as different races.
Exactly.
And people need to...
Well, and this is what the left has done. It's hyphenated us. It has put us in a divide so that we're at each other's throats and not realizing that we are one in the same. And, you know, but
and especially that's true for those who are in Christ.
Exactly.
And the left is always clamoring for diversity. And in reality, they want uniformity of thought.
Yes.
So diversity may be in color, but not of actual thought. So, you know, if you don't conform with the line, then they punish you if you're not politically correct. But here's what's interesting is that if you look in the Bible, in the last book of the Bible, Revelation chapter 7, verse 9, John describes the kind of people he sees up in heaven worshiping Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. And it's people from every tribe and language and tongue. And, you know, we could add in there every skin color, if you will.
Exactly.
In other words, true diversity is what we see in the kingdom of God. What the left is trying to do is impose by force equality, even of opportunity, which is almost impossible to guarantee. Just the other day, the guy who founded BET or has something.
Yes, right. Exactly. Yeah. $14 trillion. Yes.
$14 trillion, which we don't even have anywhere near that. But here's what I said to my wife. I said, I'll bet you, let's suppose, just for the sake of argument, that were to happen and all that money were to be distributed. I said, I'll bet you in 5 years, in the case of most people, things would be just as miserable for them now as they are before.
Well, case in point. Case in point is the war on poverty. Look what happened. Almost $30 trillion has been put out of the people's money.
Yeah.
You know where 70% of that...
War on poverty and poverty
war. Right. You know where 70% of that money, of that almost $30 trillion, has gone to? 70%, Jerry. It has gone to the bureaucrats. We're talking other blacks who are administering the war on poverty. They're taking that money, putting it into their pockets.
Yeah. Yeah.
How disgusting is that? This is to your point.
America needs Jesus.
Well, we need to wise up and again ask the critical question. Does it add or take away from my liberty, my God-given liberty? That's what's missing in all this, and I believe, and you're exactly right, because liberty leads us to Christ. And that's why Jesus came, so that we could truly be free. Dr. Jerry Newcomb has been with us. Go to jerrynewcomb.com.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, and this is our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. And now your direct lender, Network Capital Funding, is offering mortgage rates at historic lows. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! Plus, there's no lender origination fees or discount points. This is the best it's ever been. And now you have Network Capital Funding on your side, saving you money and time with their uniquely fast, simple, and secure process. These are our best rates ever. So call now to save. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! Call the experts at Network Capital Funding. 800-500, the number one, HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. It's a grand slam to your best savings ever on your new mortgage or refi. That's 800-500-1-HIT or 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some states are moving quickly in the direction of police reforms following the death of George Floyd. In New York State, Governor Andrew Cuomo is expected to sign police reform bills that include one to release police disciplinary records. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins saying lawmakers have repealed an old state civil rights law that shields the public from learning about officer misconduct and disciplinary actions.
There's smoke, there's fire. If you've got 15 accusations of excessive force, chances are there's something wrong in the way you're interacting with the public.
A U.S. Senate resolution shows Republican opposition to defunding police departments. The resolution was introduced yesterday, also calling for justice for George Floyd's death. And this is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Welcome back, America. It's just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. Sarah Brash comes to us by way of our good friend, Dr. Wilfred Riley. He told me, he says, look, you have got to talk to Sarah. She is of keen and sound mind, and her insight is impeccable. And so we finally were able to chase her down and get her on the show. Sarah is a philosophy PhD candidate at Yale, a rocket scientist, a New York State attorney, and defender of civil liberties, due process, and free speech. I can tell just right off the bat off of this short curriculum vitae, Sarah, you're just not busy enough.
That's right. Well, I just want to say thank you so much for having me. I'm absolutely thrilled to be here.
Well, let's talk about what's happening in our country right now and break it down for us. I mean, especially as an attorney and, going for a doctorate in philosophy, there's a lot to be drawn out of the expression on the streets from coast to coast of this country. And what's at risk here? What are you seeing?
Right. Well, and of course, I'm just as devastated and horrified by George Floyd's death as everyone.
Right. And that's close. And that's about as close to everyone you can get, by the way.
That's right. Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't think. Yes. Exactly. Right. Go.
But I do want to talk about how. You know, during this past week or so, it's just for myself, you know, obviously the entire country is in turmoil and we're seeing what's happening. And the entire country is in turmoil and I'm in personal turmoil. We're all in turmoil. We're all devastated. But on top of that, for myself personally, I have been, you know, I'm actually having to go back into hiding now. I'm going back into hiding. And I don't know if your listeners actually know who I am and what my backstory is, but we can get into that. But I actually have been deluged by death threats during this past week since George Floyd's death and just have been subjected to Twitter mobbing after Twitter mobbing. And very recently, you know, I've been grossly defamed repeatedly in the press during this past week. And recently, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar actually just wrote an op-ed that was published in the LA Times and was republished in the New York Times. And in it, he grossly defames me as a genocidal villain who lynches black students at Yale. So now speaks to the interest of your listeners. So just so your listeners know who I am and what the backstory is and why this, you know, really sort of insane thing would be happening to me right now. So I am the purported villain of what is usually referred to as the living or napping while black incident at Yale. And this happened in May of 2018, but in point of fact, I'm actually the entirely innocent victim of the living or napping while black hate crime hoax at Yale. And so what I want people to understand is that, and I'll try to be as concise as possible, is that this incident, this hate crime hoax, it didn't take place over a couple of early morning hours in May 2018 on May 8th. It actually took place over months. There was an instigating incident on February 24th, 2018, where, just to be super concise, I basically was just trying to enter my isolated dorm room safely, and a black man had followed me up to my isolated dorm room in an unauthorized manner, and then I basically just politely asked him to leave. And so this became, you know, a huge conflagration, and I ultimately, there were two black Yale graduate students, Lolata Siambola and Jean-Louis Renison, who went to the Yale administration thereafter and falsely accused me of having perpetrated a racist hate crime comparable to a lynching. And they actually used that language. So, and then you might think to yourself, and I am a lifelong and well-documented human and civil rights activist, anti-racism activist. You know, I've worked around the world. I used my JD. I moved to France, and I actually used it to help African immigrant women and their children to get visas to live in France. And I would spend, you know, days sitting in government offices in Paris to make sure that they wouldn't be discriminated against during the visa application process. So I'm just telling your listeners that so that they'll understand and appreciate how ludicrous this completely false accusation that was made against me by these two Yale graduate students actually is. And then as Professor Riley and I have spoken about, it was this really shockingly minor incident that the Yale administration, the Yale deans, they really just embraced this false accusation and just ran with it, right? And so you might think to yourself, and they actually wanted me to participate in a public town hall where I was supposed to profess my racism and help.
So you were supposed to genuflect in front of them and profess your racism and ask for forgiveness.
That's right. That's going. Right. That's a good
well, that point. That seems to be the format of today, is that that's what all people have to do. If BLM or any otherwise power force tells you that you must genuflect and ask for forgiveness and, you know, maybe, I guess, pay some sort of reparation, whatever they so deem could be acceptable.
That's right. And simply because you're accused, it can be a completely ludicrous accusation, just as it was in my case.
Right. Well, you're an attorney. Hang on, Sarah, just a minute.
Yeah.
Here. You're an attorney, and you believe in due process. And so
yeah.
Here this incident occurs, and what do the Yale deans do? I mean, do they even investigate this, and or they just go by the words of two previous, you know, or two black Yale graduates, take their word on its face, and that's it? They don't even ask you any questions?
Right. That's
you gotta be. You gotta be kidding me. That's what they do. And so for that now, here you have been maligned. I mean, to the point that you know, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar knows about you, and you're part of urban legend now.
I am. It's so shocking to me. You know, sometimes I still, even now, it's more than two years later. And Kareem Abdul-Jabbar just published that op-ed in the L.A. Times that was republished in the New York Times a couple of days ago.
Wow.
And it's more than 2 years later. And I can't even wrap my head around what's happened to me sometimes. Like, it feels like I'm living in this particularly nightmarish episode of the Twilight Zone. Like I somehow ended up in an alternate universe somehow.
Mm.
And I just really, I mean, I can't even express to your listeners how horrifying and difficult the past 2 years have been. I, you know, have almost committed suicide, you know, countless times. I've been more or less in hiding. I've received, you know, thousands and thousands of death threats. I'm going back into hiding now because of the recent, you know, surge in death threats that I've been receiving. But I really, and I think your listeners in particular will probably be interested to know this, is that I've really, you know, re-embraced Christianity.
Right.
And
well, let's do this, Sarah. We've got to go quick break. I want to give you more time, so we're not rushing to get out of this segment. So we'll take our time. We'll be back more with Sarah Brash after this.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest
prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
We're back with the America just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and our conversation with Sarah Brash continues. Sarah is a philosophy PhD candidate at Yale, even still, which is amazing when you hear her backstory. Yale is where she's at right now, and yeah. Yale is probably where you love to be at, in spite of, all this, prejudice that's being targeted against you. She's a rocket scientist, a New York State attorney, a defender of civil liberties, due process and free speech. Sarah, a bit about your background. Where did you grow up?
Well, I grew up in the Twin Cities around Minneapolis and St. Paul in Minnesota. And I actually grew up in, I consider it a cult, the Jehovah's Witnesses cult. Mm-hmm.
Right.
But something that is of interest, I think, given what my recent experiences have been, is that I do consider it a misogynistic cult, but it actually is quite racially integrated, and even was when I was growing up in the 70s and 80s in the Twin Cities in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. So the notion that I would ever be uncomfortable around someone, or be suspicious of someone because of the color of their skin is just completely ludicrous and asinine. Like, it just would never happen. It's unimaginable.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, in this particular, again, the situation that happened to you, what's astonishing to me is that the Yale deans would not have exercised any due process on your behalf and look into this and just jump to conclusion. And now you've become part of this urban legend, and your life story and your experience is being defined by those that are so so far away from the truth of what actually happened.
That's right. That's exactly right. and I am still a PhD candidate at Yale, and I will obtain my PhD, but the Yale Graduate School Dean, Lynn Cooley, she did, in fact, ban me from Yale's campus and ban me from teaching at Yale with no due process whatsoever. The Yale administration falsely charged me with racial harassment in June of 2018, and my surrogate dads, they spent $10,000 on an attorney to stop Yale from wrongfully expelling me. Yale ultimately withdrew the charges in October of 2018, but Yale Dean Lynn Cooley still banned me from campus with no due process.
Exactly. Whatsoever. Is this not a lawsuit in waiting?
I'm very hopeful. That is my primary goal right now, is to sue Yale, sue them for their gross violations of my federal civil rights.
Exactly.
Also, something that I hadn't mentioned is that after the February 24, 2018 incident until May 8, 2018, I was basically being terrorized in my isolated dorm room by this group of students that had been involved in the February 24, 2018 incident, during which I was actually the person who was being harassed.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Yale, I was working with and speaking to the Yale administration and police this entire time. And they did, not only did they condone the harassment and stalking that I was experiencing, they actually encouraged it. And I.
So in other words, you were just supposed to shut up and take one for the team in the name of Yale and go on with your life and somehow cancel it out of any of your memory that you were abused. Is this what the deans of Yale are telling you?
Yes. And I think that your listeners in particular will want to know that I believe very strongly, and I do think that I have some evidence in the form of actual emails, internal emails from the Yale administration, and I've submitted a FERPA request to get all of the internal Yale emails. But I believe that the reason why the Yale administration embraced this very obviously false accusation against me that I had perpetrated a racist hate crime comparable to a lynching is because they've been targeting me for expulsion for years, and that this all stemmed from an incident in spring 2015 with my first year at Yale in the philosophy program and the PhD program. And I actually, in the spring of 2015, stood up for the federal civil rights, the religious expression rights of an evangelical black man.
Mm-hmm.
And he was our only person of color job candidate for a tenure track assistant professor position in the philosophy department. And so that became a huge issue. I was socially ousted from the philosophy department by the other graduate students because they deemed me unwoke because of my having stood up for this man. And then they went ultimately to the Yale administration to try to get me expelled for that.
Is this ironic? I mean, here's this alleged woke society who is now rioting in the streets of our country today, and not that long ago, they're standing against you for supporting a man of quality regardless of the color of his skin.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And, you know, and really, and it really was incidental that he was a black man. I was standing up for his federal civil rights, his right to express his religious faith. That's what I was standing up for. And but it's just ironic that I'm now, you know, that I was ousted from Yale campus by the administration and student body as this egregious racist, when in fact, you know, I risked my career to stand up, you know, for a black man, an evangelical black man.
Exactly. And the thing is, Sarah, what this extends to is, if you, then who else?
Right.
I mean,
that's right.
How many others have been subjected or will be subjected? And of course, we know the whole philosophy here is dynamic. It's changing even before our eyes right now, because the forces that we have on the street are all intermingled here. We've got Antifa forces. We have Black Lives Matter forces. We've got regular protesters who are everyday citizens, I believe, who are taking a stand, for their civil rights. And I say have at it. But the Antifa and Black Lives Matter forces are the ones that are destroying property. And they are stealing from people. And I think probably, if the truth be known, there's probably some of the protesters, because this is what happens is, as we know, a little bit of leaven will spoil the whole batch. So once you open the doors like this and you say it's a free for all and everybody is stealing and pillaging, so why not I? Without any sense of morality, you just go along, and next thing you know, you're busting into retail operations. And maybe even the businesses that you had frequented and were grateful for the owners for having those businesses in your neighborhood, you are on a destructive path, exploding their very dreams and hard work. And, though I'm sure that people in a moment of sanity would say, how did I do this? Well, this is all part of the crowd insanity that you know about as a philosophy student and a PhD candidate. I mean, this is human nature. It's what we're dealing with right now. And this is what makes anarchy so dangerous, because it knocks out all barriers. And before you know it, whether you belong to Antifa or Black Lives Matter, you become co-conspirators and, co-participants with this kind of destruction.
Exactly right. And I've been seeing so many videos going around, online and on social media, of that they're actually these, the rioters and looters, and some of them are legitimate protesters, but they're actually going up to white people on the street and telling them that they need to kneel in front of them. And, this is shocking to me, and I just have been so vocal in saying, do not kneel, because this is not going to save you.
Right.
I am a lifelong and well-documented human and civil rights activist, and one paused for a second to destroy my life and destroy my lifelong human and civil rights academic and legal careers.
Exactly.
No one hesitated for a second. So get off your knees.
Yes. Because what happens after you kneel? Because then kneeling is, we've already done that. So what's the next thing that needs to be offered on their altar of, altar of grievance?
That's right.
It's endless. I mean, and in studying civil liberties and historically what has gone on, usually what follows is human devastation unlike anything we could. I mean, what we're seeing right now, we've got, a dozen, including Black Americans that have been killed during the riots. This is nothing compared to what could potentially happen if America beckons and bends a knee to this kind of insanity.
That's right. And I also have been really vocal, and I keep referring to, I haven't actually been there, but I've studied at length, I've studied transitional justice at the European University Institute in Florence, Italy.
Well, Sarah, we have to leave it there. I look forward to continuing the conversation with you. Be safe, okay? And and stay in touch. All the best to you. God bless. Sarah Brash here on Bill Martinez Live.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meet Pack packing plants are closing, my long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mail?